So who am I? I ask myself every morning, who am I? So I'm Atina. Some of you know me, some of you have not seen me before. I work since a couple of years for OGC, and I work in the field of GIS since over 20 years. I've been 10 years working in the private industry, and since 2009, I'm OGC's director for regional services for Europe, Central Asia, and Africa. This means I'm connecting with people, I'm bringing people together. It's a lot about networking, it's a lot about informing what we are doing in OGC. I reach out to stakeholders, and we have alliance partners, so I also work partly with alliance partners. And yeah, I'm here also because I'm a charter member of OSGEO since 2008. And to give you a little bit of an idea why OGC and OSGEO has a cooperation, we have a memorandum of understanding. Here are in one slide the roots of OGC. And who of you has seen Judy Garnett's presentation? Yeah, excellent. So I think he presented very, very well the history and the story about both organizations. So in 2008, OGC and OSGEO decided that they need to, or there is a need and the wish from the community to collaborate. And we identified a lot of common areas of work between the two organizations. So this is changing over time. Of course, OGC standards are an important role because the OSGEO community are implementing that. So we get a lot of feedback from the OSGEO community, the Phosphor-G community. OpenAPI is a topic of common interest, and Team Engine. And Dirk Stenger, are you here? Yeah, so we have one of the guys behind Team Engine sitting here, and Stefan as well as Angelos and Tom, they will also talk about in more detail about those topics of collaboration. So the Phosphor-G community developed and contributed to numerous reference implementations, and you will also hear about that later. So all these led in 2008 to a memorandum of understanding, and there is a link where you can find the memorandum of understanding. It's in the OSGEO wiki. And just to give you an idea, one part of the MOU is that we from OGC provide 6 slots for individuals from the OSGEO community to participate in the OGC process and report back to the OSGEO community. So it's really a process that is behind that. And if you're interested to learn more about that, either talk to me or Bruce Bannerman on the OSGEO site, because he's leading the process there. Good. We're all living in exciting times. There's new technology, new gadgets to play around with, drones, just to name a few, wearable devices, and many more things. So I think it's a nice playground for adults that never really grew up. So there's also abundance of data, not only from the EO community, but all the sensors that are out there, they're collecting a lot of data. So, and you see the trend is really going up. And the abundance of devices that comes with the new technology, I just say Internet of Things, so there's more and more out there. Before, also, we had just one computer with us, if at all a laptop. Now you have your mobile phone, you have your smartphone, you have a tablet, and what else? So there's a lot of technology going out, available, and the question is, how do we use all this devices and the information we are gathering to address the challenges we have? And some of the challenges are, of course, a very pressing one is food security. And in recent years, that topic has really come up. It has become very important because it's a critical issue. Droughts, we need drought monitoring, we see more and more extreme weather events. So these are challenges, these are, they have an effect on the society, on humankind. And the question is, what can we as a community that is addressing or dealing, working with local location information, what can we do to support or to help addressing these challenges? Interoperability is one aspect. So on the one side, we have the human systems, we have the natural systems, and then we have the physical infrastructure systems. And the question is, how do we bring those together? And open spatial IT standards is one way and a critical requirement to bring all the data together and to understand and manage the amount of data and that is produced or inherent in these systems. So when I talk about interoperability, you know, a lot of topics, workflows, data, products, and just to visualize it a little bit, and I'm not going in detail and all that what I will show you, it's just to give you an idea about what we are talking. So before, it's just, you know, one sensor, a browser, and a user using the data that came out of the, that comes out of the sensor. More sensors require additional devices or an additional process, so it's the device registry. Then you add data services, you have an event feed, you need to check on ground truth. We do a lot of analytics, so, and there is data science, a very actual topic, again, more analytics, ontologies. So the system grows more complex. Automation tools, digitization, government governance, so it's growing bigger and bigger. And of course, security is a topic. And all these balls you see, all these circles you see, it's, they require to communicate with each other, so it's all about interoperability. Software as a service application, edge services, machine learning, smart contracting, everything, and we need to handle that. So, and how do we do that? And this is, well, how open standards come into play. And we at OGC, we're passionate to bring people together that talk about the challenges, that address the requirements from different communities, and make location information available to everyone. And I think one aspect is, you know, we need to leave a better world for our kids and for future generations, and thus bringing together and connect communities, technologies, and decision making. Is very important to create a sustainable environment and sustainable future for all of us. And interoperability and the use of open standards is critical to use, share, access, reuse information and data that comes out of all the sensors. In OGC, and that's the bottom point, we have processes that are addressing, of course, standardization and innovation. And I will talk today, you know, give you an insight into our programs. And as I said, the speakers after me, they will go into more detail with some more technical aspects of our programs. So, these are the main programs in OGC. We have an innovation program, standards program connected to the compliance program, and communication outreach or marketing and communication, as we call it now. And looking into detail, so the standards program, this is of course where the standards are developed, and it's connected very closely to the compliance program, because if you have the OGC standards can be implemented into software, and then you can test the software and say, okay, if you pass the test, I'm OGC compliant. So it's about product implementation. The OGC standards program has different kind of working groups. On the one side, there are the domain working groups, and we are addressing, you know, a whole plethora of topics, starting from agriculture, aviation, 3D, information management, citizen science, big data, earth observation exploitation platforms, land administration, of course, spatial data on the web, marine SDIs, and all those domain working groups, they are the mailing list that we have, they are open for non-members. So if you're interested to get an understanding what we are discussing in this working groups, please let me know. I can help you to participate in these domain working groups. So the standards working groups are for members only, and this is where the standards are developed. This is where the work on candidate standards takes place. Prior to the approval, they make revisions to existing standards. So this is, we will see some of the discussions that are currently happening there in the presentation from Tom and Angelos. So in the last 1.5 years, so we started, or maybe 2 years, we started to do a lot of the developments on GitHub. And this makes it also more accessible for non-members. So we opened up our processes a little bit, and that is also due to the collaboration and cooperation with the OSGEO community. So remember, the standards program, this is where the standards are developed. Implementations, the standards can be implemented into software, and this is in very short only one slide about the compliance program, and Dirk has a presentation tomorrow about Team Engine, that is the software that is behind the compliance testing. So, and if you have any questions, by the way, we are here a team, so please ask questions right now. We want to make it more interactive. Good. We covered very short, and I could talk, you know, for hours about what we are doing in more detail. But in very short, that's a standards and compliance program. Now we are looking at the innovation program. That's where prototype implementation takes place. It's the results of it are engineering reports. The innovation program is addressing real-world scenarios. And the idea is to have an agile development environment where we can rapidly develop, test, validate, and demonstrate the use of new standards in real-world use cases. So we have sponsors, they have a requirement on interoperability. Remember the challenges ahead that are coming. And so we, as an organization and OGC, we are realigning the technology users and providers to work together, identifying and addressing the requirements. So it's also a cost-sharing exercise, and Stefan will talk about how they participate in the OGC innovation program. I have to change that. And it's a repeatable process, so we have run over 100 initiatives in the innovation program. Who of you know Luis Bermudez? Yeah, he's our executive director for the standards program and the compliance program. So if you have questions about that, ask Luis, or of course you can ask me and I connect you with Luis. Luis is based in the US, so, and I think he participated in the last, he usually participates in the North American Phosphor-G events. Good. Standards program with the compliance program, then the innovation program that feeds also results back to the standards program. And then, of course, it's all about market adoption. We need to talk about what we are doing, because that's also good for the community. If you do something, of course, you want your results to be published, respectively, the software, if you a software developer, that the software is used. So we have a market and communication program. We are writing blogs, press releases, and we promote what our members are doing. And any gaps or enhancement that are identified, again, go back to the innovation program, and the innovation program then reports, so to say, back to the standards program. So this is a very, very brief the interaction between the OGC programs. Good, I have a few more slides on what's new in 2019. So far, so clear. If there are any questions, you know, we have time to discuss those. And as I said, I'd like to have more interaction with you. So what's new in 2019? We had a very busy year. We have a new leadership in OGC. 9 standards have been approved, 30 engineering reports, that is the results that are the results of the innovation program activities. We have discussion papers and white papers published, and we have new domain working groups. And yeah, I want just to point out, we have Nadine Alamé as a former colleague. She came back, returned to OGC as our new CEO. Very glad to have her. She's based also in the DC area. And Bart de Lattauer, he is based outside of Antwerpen, in Antwerp, in Brussels, in Belgium. And he's now our president. So we have also a leadership team that is partly in Europe, partly in North America. And Mark Reichert is still with OGC. That's our previous, or my previous boss, still there. New domain working groups recently initiated. I mentioned Earth Observation Exploitation Platform Domain Working Group. This is it's a lot about the EO community in the industry in Europe, but also, of course, connecting with other regions of the world. We have a Statistical Domain Working Group, we call them DWIGs, and Artificial Intelligence and Geoinformatics, it's pretty new. It's, I think, we just published the charter. Then blockchain and distributed ledger technologies and portrayal. Here you get an idea what topics we are addressing in the innovation program. So it's from smart cities. We do a reference in an architecture pilot in North America, marine SDI concept development studies, maritime limits and boundaries pilot. We work together with IHO, the International Hydrographic Organization, indoor mapping and navigation pilot, routing. Testbed 15 is ongoing, and we plan some sprints on the OGC API activities. And if you want to learn more, there's again is a link where you can read about these initiatives. Open API. You will hear about that later. One more slide. So The whole initiative started from a joint working group between OGC and the spatial and W3C. It's the Spatial Data on the Web working group, and the focus of the Open API and Next Generation Standards is to focus on easing developer effort in today's app environment, and getting content to the web. So expanding the reuse. So we were asked questions like, oh, what happens to the OGC web services standards? They are still there because they are broadly and globally implemented. We will continue to support them, but not on the level as we're doing it now. And we see a lot of members engaging in this topic. The developer community is included, and then there are some ideas between OSGEO and OGC how to go ahead on the topic. And one thing, just remember OGC API is a catalog, and so that is something to keep in mind for later. You might wonder, what is she talking about? Yeah, but you will see. So, if you want to get engaged or learn more or see how the OGC works, we have so-called technical committee meetings. This is when the members come together, work in the working groups, and it's also about networking. And here you have the list of upcoming events. We are in Canada in September, in Toulouse, in Banff in Canada in September, in Toulouse in France in December, then Hong Kong in March, June, Montreal, and then September, Munich. That's just the week before the Oktoberfest. So if you wanted to go to the Oktoberfest, make sure you be there a week earlier to come to the OGC meeting. And how can you stay tuned? We have a blog. We have blogs on our website, and the last blogs are really, they look into the, you know, they describe the process behind OpenAPI. You can read about past OGC member meetings, and there's a lot of information there. So one of my usual last slide, I would say, stay curious and participate. Really avoid reinventing the wheel. If you have something just, you know, and then it's about interoperability, have a look at OGC, what we are doing, or work through the Foscis community to get in touch with us. Then interoperability and open standards help to sustain investments. And, you know, I would say this conference is really a success because we have so many people from, we have over 1,000 people from, yeah, all around the globe. So key to success is contribution and cooperation on international level. Good, thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, so I'm moderating my own session, Martina. Now we have now, you know, As I mentioned, we have two more presentations here that relate to the OGC programs. And already I want to, Stefan, maybe you can come already on stage, because Stefan Meisel from EOX, he will talk about EOX's experience in the OGC Innovation Program. So, yeah, the schedule is we have five minutes to change, but if you have any questions, yes.
My question is, how well implemented are the startups that you supply basically in the large industry or not only on the NGO, and what kind of certification process do you have? So if somebody wants to get certificated, that they are following standards, what should they do?
So if I understood correctly, the question is, how do you get certified? Yeah? Okay. So we have a process. We have on our website, there is the OGC compliance test. This test is run by the Team Engine. And if you have a software that is implementing OGC standards, you can do this test. There's no cost. If you want to test things out, and if you pass the test, you know, there are certain questions or certain technical aspects the software need to fulfill. If you pass them 100%, you get the result to say, okay, you are fully compliant. And then if you want to have the logo I showed on one of the slides, that comes with a cost. But to understand if your software is OGC compliant or not, you don't have to pay anything. And the process is a matter of 24 hours, 48 hours. It's really a fast process. And the result you get back is also showing where if you fail in the one or other aspect, it gives you also back where you fail, so you can work on that.
Maybe to add one aspect, there is a really, if you go to the OGC page, there's a really long list of software that's implementing stuff, and there is two different types of, so you can say, I'm implementing it, you can just register you for free, this doesn't cost anything. Only when you need the certified, when you want to have this certified label, that's when the fee comes into play. But there is I don't know the percentage, but it's a really long list of implementing software already as well there.
Yeah.
Question. What's the budget of the organization?
That's a good question. I don't know the budget. I can tell you how we are financed. So we have over 530 member organizations. They are paying a membership fee. So just to give you an idea, university in Europe pays $500 per year. government agency, $4,800, small company, $2,400. But then we have technical members, they pay $12,000, and we have principal members, they pay $60,000. And strategic members, they have a strategic interest, they pay more. So this is how the money comes in on the membership side. And the other revenue is the innovation program I mentioned. So if a sponsor has interest, for example, take the routing pilot, they say, well, we are interested in doing that, and here is amount X. You know, do something with it. We, as OGC staff, we are looking for more sponsors to bring more money together. And this money then goes to the members that are working in this pilot. So in testbed, I think the last OGC testbeds, these are really the major testbeds, they have always been between 1.8 and $3 million. And the money goes to the participants, which are members. But for example, we have an open call usually for the testbeds, and if there are topics that are of interest for you, you can apply even if you're not a member. And if the sponsor said, wow, this offered solution or looks really interesting, I would like to work together with them, then you have to become an OGC member. But this is really, you know, if you're a small company, given the amount, so it's this is how the budget works.
Maybe worth mentioning for the test budget as well, you said this 1.8 to 3 million, and this is typically then doubled because it's a cost sharing model. So you typically, a typical share would be that 50% of your cost is covered from the sponsors, but you are also contributing 50% of the cost when participating.
So in-kind contribution or whatever. Good. Thanks.